All right, everybody, welcome back to another edition of the EG3 podcast. My name is Eddie Greer the Third, coming to you on this Monday. Yes, sir, November 3rd, 2025. For the first time listening to this podcast, sports, running, and whatever important comes across the desk in Kansas City, Missouri. Thank you so much for tuning in to the latest edition of this podcast, which I am, yes, I know, I'm recording ahead. And, oh boy, I had some game-changing news before this podcast, boy. Ooh, so, but before I get into that, and then, of course, this is the NASCAR edition. My goodness, what happened last night in Phoenix? My goodness, just... wow, I was left speechless. But anyways, this is your first time listening to this podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in to this podcast. Again, we are on iTunes, Spotify, wherever you listen to your favorite genre of podcast. They were on... yeah. As well, I'm sorry, I am way too wound up right now. And this will come out on either Saturday or Sunday night. Or excuse me, no, not Sunday night. Either Friday night or Saturday night. Wait, hold up. What? Yeah, hang on a second. I'm thinking, yeah, either Saturday or Sunday night. Okay, yeah. Slow down, Eddie. So this episode, recapping the championship in that NASCAR Cup Series and Xfinity Series, it really all championship weekend. Yeah, why? Reason why I say that, because, like I just said, just, what, a half hour ago, something like that, I got some game-changing news that I did not expect. So, and I've already recorded the preview for Salina. That's still going up. So, the tentative plan right now, as I'm sending recordings on a Monday, so when y'all listen to this, it'll be almost 5 days old. But anyways, but just to get this out of the way, I'm letting y'all know now, if things, dominoes fall in line tomorrow, on Tuesday, if I think they were to fall, yours truly will be going to Lincoln, Nebraska. Yes, sir. Woo! So there's that. But if not, but either way, we're going to be, Fast Eddie's going to be racing this weekend. Fast Eddie's going to be racing this weekend regardless of the situation. So this is an odd situation to be in, but exciting. Yeah, the last few weeks have been really kind of taking a turn a little bit. So that's the situation here in the EG3 confines in Kansas City, Missouri. So that's what I'm looking at there. So I was just going ahead and say this now. I've only told, I've only told two people about Hafsey. Because originally, look, if you've been following the show, the fall semester since July, or really all year long, if you have, then I appreciate you. If not, that's okay. You've been in and out of the podcast. That's all right. But you've been following this journey, this training block, since late July. You know, you guys already know that I was supposed to run Good Life Hafsey anyway. So then again, the last three weeks have been not so good. The month of October wasn't very good at all. So, and I had some game changing news earlier before pulling out the mic for this podcast, this episode. So I am waiting on those dominoes to fall tomorrow. And I don't know. And I actually have my coach meeting here in a little bit. Once I get off this call, not off this call, off this microphone. But that's the situation right now. I know this is going to be 5 days old, but you would know if you're followers on Strava which race Eddie's we're racing regardless, because we're ready to race. I was fired up on that Salina preview pod. So regardless of the situation, we are racing this weekend. Again, we are racing this weekend. Hell yes, let's freaking go, baby. Right there. So that's the situation here for this episode. So Saturday or Sunday night, because, and usually, well, no, I better not say that, but anyways, yeah, so if I'm racing on Salina, this will come out Saturday, and we will know if EG3 achieved his lifetime goal. So this will come out Saturday night. If I do travel up to Lincoln this weekend, yeah, I know it's kind of like last minute type of deal, but we signed up for the race. But I just, and luckily enough beforehand, I didn't, Yeah, I'm gonna sound unprepared, but I didn't really lock anything down for hotels, and I'm not staying in Airbnb. I want a TV. So these Airbnbs, these last few Airbnbs I've had, they don't have no TV. They had TV, they ain't had no cable on it. Come on, baby, what we doing here, right? So you want to have something to watch or something. So, but yeah, so it's interesting scenario going down. You're truly on the running side, so that's the situation here. So if I do end up running halfsy, it'll be Sunday night. If not, Salina, Saturday night. So that is my situation there. As one, I got. And either way, I'm gonna have to miss the Falcons game. I don't. Like, it matters anyway because, boy, oh boy, the Atlanta Falcons. They find ways to lose each and every week, and particularly, really, in the kicking game. That pisses me off. And we probably would have won that ball game yesterday. We would have upset Patriots yesterday. But we had them reeling a little bit yesterday. You know what I'm saying? And yeah, John Parker Romo, he needs to be cut. Koo, he should have been cut beginning of the season. So the management, we need clean house. Or maybe keep like Jeff Ulbrich, but everybody else, they need to go. Y'all need to go right now. But anyways, yeah. So that is this current situation. But right as of right now, I'm gonna still post the Salina episode preview because we were pretty hot. I was pretty hot. I've been pretty hot really the last couple of episodes, pretty spicy in the last couple of episodes of this podcast. And so I'm ready to take my frustrations on the competition. So yeah, you get what I'm saying there. So either way, we are racing this weekend, either Saturday morning or Sunday morning. It looks like around the same time. I know it's Salina, it's 8 a.m. and the halfsy is 8:30. So yeah, and you can tell, yeah, so we'll see what happens. Yeah, because I paid for the halfsy first, and I paid what I know. I'm just all out there here in this episode, but yeah, I paid for Salina like a month, 2 months ago, something like that. So actually, I did tell somebody about this earlier that, whatever you decide, I mean, you're not gonna be out of money. But I paid a lot of money, paid for this halfsy. So, and yeah, Salina and the people, and shout out to the people of Salina, for what they've been doing. Obviously, the cheapest race in the state. If you look at it, that's why you're gonna be going either. So look, either way, win, you're gonna be going against fast people anyway. So yeah, that's what I'm saying. So you're gonna be running against fast people anyway. So regardless of the situation, we're gonna be running against fast people, or I'm gonna be running against fast people. So I'm ready to take my frustrations out in the competition. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? So yeah, so that's why taking a little bit of this little bit of 10 minutes here to talk. Again, this is gonna be old news when this comes out. But again. But you guys are gonna know, because the very next podcast y'all gonna listen to will be the reaction podcast of whichever race I decide to do, because we pay for both of them, and I know we pay for both of them. It just, yeah, it's gonna be, my coach is gonna be like, "What the hell is going on?" My coach is gonna be like, "What the hell is going on? I thought it was Sunday." Originally, it was supposed to be, and then yeah, like I said, things happen. And it's been crazy, and I just got some crazy ass news a half hour ago. So there as well. So there's a chance, and so we'll see. And we, hey, again, I mean, we might end up doing it again anyway. It doesn't, like I said, it don't matter. Time, place, same channel, same place, whatever it is, I'm ready to race. I don't care if it's here. I don't care if it's in Salina. I don't care if it's in Manhattan. I don't care if it's Dallas. I don't care. I want to race. You know what I mean? So yeah, you can tell by my voice, I'm ready to rock and roll. So this will be this podcast will go up either this weekend, regardless, either two. So there's that as well. So I just want to get that out of the way because I've already recorded the preview for Salina. So I want to make that clear. So yeah, it's a unique situation, but either way, I'm pumped up to be racing. And finally, hopefully, if the dominoes do fall. For me tomorrow, you're truly is gonna have a vehicle back. Oh, that's been one of the strangest things that have happened in the last 3 weeks. I'm not going all into that. A lot of people know about that situation. I'm not going to explain here. Let's get in. Speaking of vehicles, let's get into what happened. My goodness. In Phoenix yesterday in the Cup Series. My goodness. And there is no way around it, man. And it goes back to what I said somewhere in between last time's podcast and, well, no, I might have talked about it a little bit in the Selena pod. In the other podcast, boy, I record a lot here in the last couple of days here. This is the EG3 podcast. Eddie Greer III coming to you on this Monday. Yes, sir. Monday, November 3rd, 2025. Here on this championship recap of NASCAR. This NASCAR season curtain came to a close yet last night in a stunning turn of events. Stunning turn of events there as Kyle Larson winning his second Cup Series championship on the hands of a pit call. Now, again, oh my goodness. I talked about the format. Yes, the format the other day, the other podcast, the other episode, I talked about the format. Everybody's crying about the. Now, I might be Camp Jordan Bianchi on this. Jordan Bianchi, who writes for The Athletic, Jeff Gluck, who do the teardown, and I got a few minutes into the episode. I haven't listened to all of it yet because I've been trying to tie up some loose ends outside of this podcast today, trying to take care of some things outside of that. So, but yeah, he's talking about the format. It is what it is, right? I just got done talking about it myself over here that you just cannot. We can't. You would even sit here 10 months ago saying Connor Zilich win 10 races. You would have told, okay, right. You would have told me Connor Zilich would win 10 races. Corey Heim would win 12 races, whatever he's won. He's won a whole bunch of them. And Denny Hamlin, he won 6 races. We'll get to him in a minute. But you would have sat here told me Connor Zilich in particular because Corey Heim took care of business. And fortunate, unlike Denny Hamlin last night, Corey Heim was fortunate to get back up front and win that race. Denny Hamlin did not, right? And Denny Hamlin had a tremendous season. Unfortunately, a stunning end to that, because I think it was Chris Gayle or something like that was talking about, you know, the reason why they took 4 tires because what Corey Heim did on Friday night. The championship. Corey Heim was behind. He had to get by Ty Majeski to win a championship. He came back from like what, 9th or 10th to win that championship because everybody was, excuse my language, but everybody was bitching about, at least from what I've heard, anyways, all year long that Corey Heim did not win that championship. And I called out Kevin Harvick too. Yep, I'm going to call you out too. They're saying that he didn't win that championship. It's going to be travesty. You are not telling me that Corey Heim went 10 races and won championship. I told you maybe because who knows what happens in the championship 4 because of what's outside of your control. Like you can have a good race car and all that. This is going back to what I've been saying, including the marathon or half marathon. You cannot control outside factors. Again, hence the weather. Or you're driving a race car. You cannot control. You can only control your race car. You can't control the pit crew. You can't control what the crew chief's saying. 2 tires, 4 tires. You can't control the track. You can't control the weather. You can't control all that. Or a mishap with the car. In this instance, yesterday, there are a lot of loose tires. A lot of tire issues. A lot of tire issues. And there are multiple people saying that nobody expected that. You see, and you could probably say, oh yeah, you. But that's what I've been hearing. And unfortunately, for 2, what could have been, hey, championship champions, and Connor Zilich and Denny Hamlin, it didn't happen. And for Connor Zilich, somebody was right. First off, who was that? Oh yeah, that was me. That was me. So I went against everybody. and pick Jesse Love to win the Xfinity Series Championship. And what happened? It's on tape. Go back to that episode. I'm telling you, I'm not lying. Go back, download the episode. It's on the EG3 feed wherever you get your podcast. I picked Jesse Love to win the championship. And guess what? He did that by beating Connor Zilich and Justin Allgaier. And I believe he had to work his ass off to do that. Right? Jesse Love. And just based off what I heard from this in CW, round of applause. Yes, round of applause. Amazing. Amazing year across the board. I gave him a shout out on a previous episode as well. So, man, just a great job. I might even go watch it again because I'm so fired up. I'm so fired for this weekend now, man. I can't wait. Let's go, baby. Oh, my goodness, man. Oh, man, it feels good to be racing this weekend. My goodness. So, again, I told you the scenario, my scenario. So, either way, we're racing. So, I have to somehow explain that to my coach. But I came in prepared. So, I guess in a way, fashion. But it worked out. It worked out. The cycle and everything, it worked out. Now, I'll definitely make a decision definitely by Wednesday. If dominoes fall that direction, I've already calling it. We're going to Lincoln. I'm calling it right here, right now on the EG3 podcast. We're doing it. That was the first race we signed up anyway. Before, again, ish happened, right? So again, it's been crazy. It's been crazy, but we'll have to deal as it is. You know, we're scrappy on this podcast, and that's what we're going to be doing. We're going to be battling, and I want competition. I was called out. So I'm so sorry. I'm ADD right now. I'm all over the place right now. I apologize, but I'm ADD. I was called out on Strava and all that. Like, okay, all right, next year. But hey, it might be this weekend, baby. You be careful what you wish for. Okay, that's what I'm saying on that one. But anyways, but yeah, Jesse Love winning the Xfinity Series Championship, and he was confident going in there that he was going to win that. And early on, it looked good. But as the night progressed there on, what was it, Saturday night, that he just got better and better. And Connor Zilich and Jesse Love are best friends. But when it's time for racing, they're not. Well, obviously, we should all know that. If you're in the lines of battle, right, if you're in the lines of battle, you ain't friends with nobody. And so, yeah. So Jesse Love took it to him, and how about Richard Childress Racing upsetting Junior Motorsports for that championship? Incredible stuff right there. Justin Allgaier's bid to repeat ended there with that, and a valiant effort by Carson Quapple there, but not enough. Definitely not enough there. There in that situation. So Jesse Love winning the Xfinity Series Championship. Corey Heim having to rally back to beat Ty Majeski there on that call, and that comes back full circle to what happened yesterday. Chris Gayle making the call to go four tires. Cliff Daniels, two tires to call there. That was the game. That's ball game. I was actually thinking that Denny Hamlin was going to come through the pack and knock off Kyle Larson to win that. Denny Hamlin by far. Ball, ain't even close. It's not close. It's not. I feel so bad. I picked Denny Hamlin to win a championship, obviously. I didn't have him in my final four, though. But I picked him to win it, and oh man, that's just so heartbreaking. It is. It again, so tough to get back in the spot where you by far had a dominant car, and yeah, we've seen this all the time with Truex. Oh, with Truex, he should have won multiple championships. Eddie, don't do it. Do not do it. But again, we've seen this so many times, and this was not even the first time. Denny Hamlin should have won Kansas, did not. Because I forgot for a reason what it was, but yeah, man, it's just so tough in that situation. But again, you cannot blame the format. You knew what you're getting to. It's not. We can sit here and say, we can't sit here and say that y'all didn't say that Connor Zilch was going to win 10 races. Hell no. Y'all didn't say Corey Heim. Yeah, Corey Heim is talented. Y'all didn't say that Corey Heim is going to win 12 damn races. Y'all didn't say. Now, for Denny Hamlin, it might be different because he's been in this battle so many times that, okay, he's been championship four, his scenario before and all that other stuff, but he's yet to win a championship. We can say that. We can say definitely Carnage Village. Now, I'm not trying to dog Carnage Village. Carnage Village, dude. Nobody saw that coming. Nope. Nobody saw that coming. But everybody saw what Shane Van Gisbergen did. You knew he was going to win one of those road courses. But not only that, he won all of them. So that you would have put some money on that? Yep. Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah, for sure. But y'all cannot sit here and just say, at least on this particular podcast, that, you know, this is the format and all that. Y'all cannot blame. Y'all find the weirdest, stupidest, pettiest things to cry about. And maybe, again, this is probably my fault. Probably I'm so fired up. And probably this is me coming out and venting my frustrations all across the board about it, or about many things. But again, not gonna go Eddie, don't go to those avenues right now. But again, it's just the matter of fact that I mean it's the format, and unfortunately at the end of the day the driver's got to do what it needs to do to put that in position. And oh damn, Denny Hamlin was untouchable yesterday right up until the damn caution came out there. William Byron was in second at the time, and yeah, he was not even close. William Byron, he was not even close either. Hendrick Motorsports gets another championship, and it's the call right there. And Kyle Larson apparently loved the two tires, and he went back to it again. These guys weren't even close. And Chase Briscoe was something. All these guys spoke. I have not listened to Kyle Larson championship interview yet as of this recording of this podcast. I will at some point. But he talked about, yeah, Chase Briscoe talked about missed opportunity. But nobody saw that coming either. I said that. I did not see that coming. I sat right here, or stood here in Kansas City, Missouri, saying that I did not see Chase Briscoe getting a championship four. Did not see that coming. So again, y'all can make up or complain about whatever. But again, it's about who, and it goes, again, it's like a 5K, 10K, or half marathon or marathon, right? And as I'm speaking of which, again, congratulations to those who finished New York City Marathon yesterday. All the world majors are in the books for 2025. We will be stepping on a line either way, Saturday morning or Sunday morning. Sunday morning with all the world majors in the books. That's crazy to me. And that's not the only time I said that here in the show. This is the EG3 podcast. Eddie Ritter III here, coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri, on a nice late afternoon on a Monday, November 3rd, 2025. This episode will go out either Saturday or Sunday, depending after the race, depending if it's Salina or Good Life Halfsie. And I'm not recording another episode of Good Life Halfsie. I'm not doing it. I'm not previewing another half marathon. I'm not. That's already done. It's already done. Salina, that's done. So that is right now what is scheduled. Again, depending on the situation, depending on, I should say, dominoes tomorrow, because I should be hearing more. If it falls through and all that, as I said, we'll be traveling back to Nebraska. We just came from Nebraska for the market to market. We'll be back for sure. So I mean, that was the race that we're supposed to do anyway, right? So I probably have to end up telling my coach the tentative plans to race race on Saturday, but there might be a flip in that switch. But either way, we're gonna be racing regardless of the situation. I'm ready to race, folk. So there's that. But yeah, man. But Kyle Larson, second championship in this form. In this format, it's gonna go away. For those of you who have been kind of not been paying attention or not in a NASCAR or whatnot, this format is out as of last night. So yeah, there's been a lot of talk. Now, we don't know the exact format. It could be the 30th back to the regular season championship, the season long format of 36, all 36 races, or it could be the elimination race, or it still could be the elimination style race, the 3-3, but it'll be the 3-3-4 instead of the 4-4-4-4 something like that. Yeah, so and with that though, 3-race schedule, and then the other option was what, a 10-race back to the 10-race chase, something like that. Yeah, so again, man, this is crazy. This is absolutely crazy. We don't know the, and we're gonna know the answer It's just probably not going to be right, not right now at this moment there as well. So again, it just goes back to the fact that, man, it's so hard. That's why you, in these situations, whether it's, you have to take advantage of what you got right now. And it's like, you can only get so many chances at the apple, it's going to go away. And that's why I'm like, I feel prepared. This is the most I've been prepared for a race in a minute. You know what I'm saying? You know, and speaking of which, yep, I got the tag for Salida. So at least for right now, I'm not saying nothing else. I'm not saying nothing else to anybody about which race I'm doing or what I decided. Nope. You're just going to have to find that out on your own, or tune in to the next episode of the podcast. That's what it's going to be. So we'll get this wrapped up here in just a few minutes. And then, of course, the next episode you'll hear. Oh, damn, it's almost a half hour in. Wow. So I wanted to do this podcast because I was so hyped right now, and it's still fresh in my memory, and we're just coming off with some good news and all that, so I'm feeling pretty damn good right now. Now it feels good to actually like breathe for at least for a little bit, relax, have a good little time, you know what I'm saying? So hopefully we'll have even more of a good time, despite either or, I mean, It's gonna be a good weekend either way. This shakes out and prove a point. And really, the message here to prove a point to a lot of people, anyways. The main point for me this weekend to prove a lot of people wrong. Oh yeah, so there's that. But yeah, just to kind of close this out here on the show, because I only have already. Woo, this has went by fast. About a couple more minutes on the show here. Just championship kind of reaction, really, of the podcast. There's so many I get to. We did touch on, yeah, William Byron, Kyle Larson, Hendrick Motorsports, they weren't even close. Now, Chase Briscoe, if he would have had all those tire issues, he might have been there. But even he, even his teammate, Chase Briscoe, you weren't even close enough. So it just goes back to the fact that matter that, all right, this happened, all that other stuff like that. It's just so unfortunate, and it's so hard to get to a Super Bowl. It's so hard to get back to World Series. Oh, damn. Blue Jays. Oof. I think they're down to the last. I think the Dodgers were down to their last out. Or something like that. Or it was like 1 hour or 2 hours. I think they were down to their last out, I want to say. And then Rojas hit the home run. Oh, my gosh, man. Wow, what a weekend of sports there. Blue Jays blew an opportunity. And apparently the Blue Jays were the better team in that. See, again, that's the theme of the weekend. Toronto Blue Jays blew a 3-2 series lead. When you get back to the World Series, I don't know. When you get back to good health, I don't know. It's just a fact that you have to take advantage of the situation. For me, even I battled something, my left hip, in the middle of the cycle. And I had to let off off the miles. It just, you have to make adjustments there. But and now here I am, probably the most healthiest, and either Saturday or Sunday having a good chance of doing something huge, right? I've been at this goal now. I've been so marathoning, I've been able to be paying attention, even achieving no goals. I haven't achieved nothing, right? So I don't know, man. It just that's the theme of the weekend. Toronto Blue Jays, best team in the World Series, blew a 3-2 lead, and Yamamoto was something else of the Dodgers. Definitely earned MVP for that. But holy smokes, Blue Jays one pitch away from mortality, and instead, we see some game sevens there. Obviously, what comes to my mind, burns in my mind, obviously, is the all the way back in 1991. Yes, Eddie's gone there. That Twins and Braves. Yeah, that was a legendary series there that went seven there. We all know what happened there. A lot of yada, yada, yada. Game seven of the, you know, what doesn't get talked about, Yankees, D-backs. That was a legendary series. That was spectacular there. And let me see what else here. I know there's another game seven. Marlins and Cleveland Indians back in 97. That was a up and down series. there as well. So man, that is crazy. That is crazy to me that all this topsy-turvy stuff, you have to take advantage of it. You just do. Like, the Atlanta Braves should have more than two championships. I'm sorry, again, it just goes back around. It comes back around, right? It's just, you have to take advantage of situations. And for Denny Hamlin, they're outside of your control. And I would have probably went four tires too. I'll tell you that right now. I'll sit here and tell you that right now in Kansas City, Missouri. If I'm the crew chief for that Denny Hamlin 11 Progressive Toyota, I'm going four. I'm on the attack right there, because who knows? Kyle Larson could have ran right there. Off of three, he barely got through. You know what I'm saying? Oh, by the way, Ryan Blaney was not part of Championship 4. Ends up winning the race there at the line over Brad Keselowski, shutting out Ross Fenway Racing in that aspect there as well. Like I said, there's so many points I can get to. We're not going to get to all of it today. But then this is the only record, because, again, newsflash, we've already recorded the preview. It was about Salina only. So we're going to go with that for right now. I'm probably going to have to let my coach know about what's going on. Well, obviously. But yeah, either way, man, we're racing. That's what I'm saying. But yeah, the best team you have, you just got to take advantage of the situation, because you just don't know. Year to year, things change. Friends, teams, races, all that experiences, all that stuff that go in a year. It's just, a lot can happen in a year, and anything can change in a snap of a finger. I know that. You guys know that. It's crazy. Life, you can't predict life. You just can't. You just cannot do it. The roller coasters, the ups and downs, the flows, the happiness, the sadness, the tears, the joys, the sadnesses, the disappointments, the question marks of decision making. It's just all that goes through life, right? So again, I cannot. The Toronto Blue Jays and Denny Hamlin, my goodness, you could not feel more for that team, that individuals there, as well as they did not come up with the championship this weekend. It was speaking of repeating, the Los Angeles Dodgers, by the way, repeated. they won. They won last year. They manhandled the Yankees there in that spot, and then of course had to go seven, had to come back from 3-2 to beat the Toronto Blue Jays over the weekend there to secure back-to-back championships there. What a Saturday night that was, man. I stayed up for that one as well. Crazy stuff has happened. Now the baseball and NASCAR seasons are officially over. You still have NFL still going on, college football still rolling along on this early November here in 2025. It's crazy, man. It's crazy. So Kyle Larson, champion in the Cup Series. Jesse Love, who I picked on this podcast, winner, champion, Xfinity Series. Corey Heim had a rally back to win the Truck Series Championship last Friday night. So crazy stuff happened in sports, including in racing as well, and we witnessed it all. So, it's going to be interesting next year, particularly for Denny Hamlin, because he has two more years left, because he extended a few months ago with Joe Gibbs Racing, that if he's going to get back to that spot or whatever the format is. But we do know the championship race next year, it returns to Miami Homestead Speedway in Miami, Florida. Let's go. But we'll see what happens, man. This is going to be a minute for Denny Hamlin. That's like coming back from losing that championship. When you lose, you go through that funk. So it's going to be fascinating to see what happens next year. They probably have the shortest off season. So we'll see how he can bounce back, because again, he was winning races, 44 dominated, winning races, should have won more, done winning races and coming two laps away, just like the Toronto Blue Jays, an hour away from the World Series Championship, give up a bomb, tie the game. Oh my goodness, this is crazy. This is why sports, unpredictability. This is why marathoning, unpredictability. Half marathon, unpredictability. Any race, really, is unpredictable. Mile to mile, 50K, 100K. I think one of my teammates is doing 100K, a good one at that, this week. I think it's this week as well. So she's back at it again. It's just so, you cannot predict the finish. You just can't. That's why you got to stay in the ball game. Just like Kyle Larson, you stay in it, you have a chance. And that's been the mindset for me. Hey, you've done all the hard work now. You stay in the ball game. Things are going to be, we're hungry. We're hungry for a PR. That's all I'm saying. At the end of the day, that's the goal. Hopefully we can get this, whether we rate Salina or we race Lincoln, good life, Havsy. It's going down. So definitely I got a notification on the Salina group page. I'm not going to respond to that as we wrap up the show. So again, I'll have a clear picture Wednesday. I'm not going to come back on the mic and tell y'all that. Y'all just going to have to find out on the next edition of the EGD podcast. In the next edition, we will be a postcast. And might not be right away, depending on what happens this weekend from Fast Eddie's standpoint. So I'm going to let y'all know now. But the next episode y'all hear will be the postcast, unless I decide to jump in to talk NFL or something like that. But the next time I'm on the mic here, obviously, will be the A race, whatever that is, because the A race was originally supposed to be the Good Life Halfsy anyway. So I'm really fired up for this weekend regardless. But for right now, I'm just going to say Salina for now, because I've already recorded the Salina episode, which will go out. Oh, by the way, might go out Thursday night, or might go out, or if we decide to do the Halfsy, boy, oh boy. I don't know. I don't know. I really don't know. I recorded a little bit ahead yesterday, and did, because I didn't know this was going to happen again. The same thing. You just can't write out. Except for actual script writers that worked in the TV business, but for them, they have an exception. But for us regular normal people, we can't sit here and project life or what we're going to do. You just can't. We got goals and all that other stuff. I understand that aspect of it, but it's crazy, man. It's crazy, and this is definitely going to go up for sure. But now I'm like sitting here, I'm like, I don't know now, because I put that up there, and I don't know. We'll go with the flow here, and by Wednesday for sure we will know. I'll know, and then I'll let my coach know and about it as well. I'm gonna probably end up talking to her anyway. Because I like to do that. I like to check in back with my coach before race. So it's going to happen anyway. So, yeah, there's that. So, yeah, I'm going to have to come up with something, at least for this Monday here. Like, what is Eddie doing? But, yeah, man, that's just crazy. But anyways, yeah, so a wild weekend, including just a little bit ago before hopping on to the mic here in EG3 confines here, folks. So, a lot to figure out, a lot to decide here within the next 48 hours, what Eddie's going to do. So I'm not those persons, I'm not going to announce it on no social media or anything else like that. I've already told, this funny thing, I've already told a couple people that we're going to do Salina. I haven't told anybody else that. Well, some people might have already found out already, but yeah, the original plan was to go to. I'm gonna be back and forth. I better put a pin on it. But anyways, yeah, we'll figure it out. So there's that. The EG3 podcast. Get it. The EG3 podcast. Get it. Wherever you listen to your favorite K-State. Oh, damn it! I did it again. Purple Project podcast. My other podcast I do, the Purple Project podcast. All things Kansas State sports. That is my other podcast, my everyday podcast. And you probably see why I said it there, because I'm so used to saying it. Obviously, because I record episodes of K-State Athletics every day for that podcast. So again, if you're a K-State fan, make sure you go check that out. Otherwise, the EGD podcast, once or twice a week. Same platform, whether that's Amazon, Spotify, iTunes, you get the drifts of this podcast. We better wrap this up right now. We're going to be going on and on into the night. This has been another week. Ladies and gentlemen, we have made it across the finish line yet again for another episode of the EG3 podcast. Thank you so much, you guys, for hanging in there with me, especially these last couple weeks. They're off the podcast, off the work, off the podcast, off of training, getting ready for whatever race that A decides for. It's a good spot to be in because we're prepared. That means we're prepared. So I guess there's that. So, but anyways, yeah. If you would mind, please rate us. That'll help us out tremendously, whether that's 4 stars or 5 stars, preferably. And it helps out other folks find out about this sports/running podcast. But right now, we are across the finish line on another edition of the EG3 podcast. Eddie Greer III coming to you from a nice early evening now in Kansas City, Missouri, on this Monday edition, November 3rd, 2025. This will come out either Saturday night or Sunday night. Be on the lookout for that. And of course, hopefully, whenever this comes out, EG3 could potentially make history. We out of here. Thank you so much for listening to another edition of the podcast, EG3 Podcast. We out.